It's great. We put a lot of hard work in over the course of the last 6 months, so it's nice to be back, doing something we really all love to do. And I'm really excited for our team. I think made a lot of improvements over the last 5 weeks of training camp, and now we really get to see where we're at. So Miami's a great challenge for us. To go down there and win's always been tough, and they got a very good team. So we lost down there last year. They present a lot of challenges. It's really going to challenge our communication and our mental toughness. So, but we got 3 days of practice to get ready for it, and hopefully we're ready to go by 1 o'clock on Sunday. Yeah, the more we're on the same page, the better we're going to be. Offensive football is about anticipation and about having a lot of trust and confidence in one another. So I think we built on that. We're always going to make mistakes out there because football is really not a game of perfect. But we're going to try to do it as perfectly as we can. And I hope, every week you just hope it's good enough to win the game. So I hope we're at a better place than we were last year because we were starting pretty fresh last year. We've had certainly some new players, some new additions. We're doing different things. Different guys are playing some different spots. But everyone's going to kind of find a role for themselves, and then we'll go out there and we let it rip and see where we're at. And if it doesn't work, then we reevaluate. And if it works, we keep doing it. Yeah, pretty quickly. I think part of the advantage of experience is, you don't have to wait till the next day to figure out how to make a correction versus a particular look or front or coverage or blitz or something like that. I think we have enough inventory in our offense to be able to immediately move on to the next thing, over the course of maybe a play for Josh, maybe a series for me when we go over there and get a chance to talk about what they're doing and how they're trying to defend us. So there's always uncertainty on opening day because, they've been preparing for us for a long time. We've been preparing for them for a long time. We got things that, hopefully we're doing a lot of things that they're not working on this week, but that's kind of the advantage of opening day, and vice versa. There's an advantage for them. So how that all evens out, we'll see. Ultimately, it comes down to the fundamentals, and I think we work really hard on fundamentals because if the guy's open and I can't hit it, it's bad. If we, if they can't cover us, that's bad for them. I mean, I think ultimately it's about throwing, catching, running, blocking, tackling, kicking. That's the real techniques of football that ultimately are going to decide, most of the games in the NFL. You're not going to win much trying to surprise a particular team. I think we've done a good job over the years with fundamental situational football, playing smart, playing tough, playing discipline. And, it usually serves you well on short weeks or on opening days or on things like that. I think football, I said football is really important to me. So, a lot of my decisions on a daily basis go into trying to be the best I can for the team. So, I work on a lot of things over the course of the offseason. I don't really love divulging all of those because, I kind of try to let the opponents figure those things out. But, there's a lot to work on. This game is never, like I said, a game of perfect. There's always things you can improve on. I think I've made some improvements in some areas this year that we really focused on. But, we'll see come Sunday. It's all talk with no action is not a great thing. So we got to go out there and do it.
I guess.
I try to represent them the best I can in whatever fashion the team, asks me to do things and wants me to convey messages to their coach. And we got a great group of young men that have really committed themselves to, to being the best teammate they could be. So I hope I do a great job. I'll work hard at it. And we've got a lot of other great captains, guys that I've always been able to rely on and depend on. And it's a big responsibility. So I accept it. Thanks, guys.